From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a devastating earthquake jolted South Asia. A major earthquake struck a remote area of northern Afghanistan Monday, killing nearly 300 people. Hundreds more are said to be injured. The quake registered a magnitude 7.5 and was followed by at least two tremors. It was centered deep beneath the Hindu Kush Mountains in the sparsely populated Badakhshan province, which borders Pakistan, Tajikistan, and China. Nazif Shirani of Indiana University grew up in the region.
That area is very unstable and always subject to earthquakes. As you know, 6 months ago there was one in Nepal, which devastated Nepal. It's a scale that most people in Afghanistan say at least has not occurred in the last 50 years.
The massive quake triggered landslides in mountainous northern and northwest Pakistan. Reports say buildings swayed in India's capital, forcing office workers to flee to the streets. There have been promises of international aid. Shirani cautions much of the territory is controlled by the Taliban. In Tanzania, votes are being counted from Sunday's election, seen as the tightest in the nation's history, with the longtime ruling CCM party facing a stiff challenge from the opposition Chadema party. The CCM candidate, Works Minister John Magufuli, was seen as a narrow favorite to withstand a challenge by former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa. Meanwhile, the opposition has claimed victory in a separate election on the semi-autonomous island archipelago of Zanzibar. In Ivory Coast, an unofficial estimate of 60% of the electorate turned out in Sunday's election, which won praise from international election observers as peaceful and fair. The opposition was split among several candidates. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara was expected to coast to a second 5-year term. This is VOA News.